咁所以就去到第三項，就是第一項我哋討論嘅議題，就是關注中西區電車候車問題。呢、這、一個議程呢就係、是、文件16/2024。咁就歡迎以下嘅代表出席嘅，就係、是、戴宏博士啦、李明耀先生，都兩位都係香港電車有限公司，分別係董事總經理同埋營運及服務總監嘅，同埋就係傅定康、先生，就運輸署高級運輸主任中西區嘅。咁呢一個議題因為有非華語嘅代表出席，咁所以會有即時嘅傳譯。咁請委員如果想聽到即時傳譯咧，就請戴起你個耳機啦。咁可能我哋發言嗰時都係留翻些少嘅空間，等個即時傳譯人員做佢嘅工作。咁文件就係由全委嘅全體嘅委員遞交嘅。請問遞交嘅委員有冇補充？如果冇，就我就會開放要發言就請撳燈。天正。
好，多谢主席。就住呢个问题呢，其实我主要有两点嘅意见嘅。咁第一呢，就是、我见到文件覆返嚟呢，就都写住呢，就係、30分钟入面呢都有17至18辆嘅电车呢通过嗰个嘅车站啦。咁其实我觉得呢个数量係绝对係多嘅。咁所以我觉得绝对係即係足够去应付一啲嘅游客啦，又或者係一啲嘅街坊啦。咁但係呢我都想特别知道呢，就係、呢17至18辆入面呢，其实有几多呢係即係驶去坚尼地城。因为大家都明白，即係游客喺中環上車，冇理由喺石塘咀落車啊！即係石塘咀冇咩睇噶嘛，係咪？咁最主要其實都係想去堅尼，即係去堅尼地城，可能去海傍打下卡啊，又或者去石牆樹影下相啊咁樣。若果嗰個遊客喺車站度睇到嗰十幾輛車，本身唔係去到堅尼地城，可能去屈地街，又或者去到上環咁樣呢，其實佢係唔會上車。咁所以即係有幾多輛車呢，其實都對呢啲嘅遊客係想去堅尼地城即係去旅遊嘅遊客呢，佢影響可能唔大。咁所以我諗呢點係即係想知道多啲啦，同埋係希望即係可能未來譬如加開一啲嘅班次嘅時候呢，都係考慮到呢一點咁，加返去即係個總站呢去堅尼地城，咁可能就會做到一個更好嘅效果。咁呢個第一。第二呢，就係其實之前都類似講過咧，就係、是之前咧電車站嗰度咧，其實係有翻啲 QR code 咧，係俾一啲即係人士啦去到掃咧，然之後咧就會睇得到未來嗰幾班車係幾多分鐘到達，同埋個終點站喺邊嘅。咁而家咧就我見其實呢幾年都係抽起咗咧，因為之前同電車公司溝通過，都係可能更新緊個系統啦。咁我都想了解一下未來其實係咪都可以喺電車站度加翻呢一樣嘢啦，同埋更好嘅就係唔係淨止加 QR code。可能可以好似一啲巴士站咁樣呢，直頭加返一個 mon， 就係寫到明究竟幾時同埋終點站喺邊嘅電車會到達咁樣囉，好嗎？唔該曬。
我哋可以俾機會代表回覆先，定我哋想一次幾個一齊？如果即時傳譯，我唔知係咪即時已經傳譯咗定佢仲聽緊。 OK 啊，咁請出席嘅代表有冇回應先？
So first, I would like to thank you for inviting us. Thank you for inviting us today, and this is a honor for us to be in front of this assembly and to attend this meeting. So we'll try to answer all your questions in the best possible way, and if we don't have the detailed answers, we will come back to you after the meeting with more details. Regarding your two questions, so first of all, I would like to underline that the according to the photo that was enclosed to the report, the passengers were waiting for the tram going eastbound, so not going to Kennedy Town, but going to the cities and to Causeway Bay, Wan Chai, and eastern areas. So we don't think that this issue that has been observed on in early May is related to the attractiveness of Kennedy Town.
Okay.
Still, we have around I would say between one third and half of the tram running in westbound in this area, which stop in which go to Kennedy Town. So and it's always a trade-off. If we increase the number of trams going to Kennedy Town, because it takes more time to go to Kennedy Town and come back to the other part of the line, it means we have to decrease the service level in the eastern part of the line. So it's about finding the right balance to accommodate the passengers and ensure an appropriate level of service on all the parts of the line. But we are aware of this. But in this case, in this particular case, it seems that the issue was about the eastbound trams. Regarding your second question, we are working, and we are precisely working on a project called the Smart Ding Ding to improve the way we inform our passengers and the way we regulate the line. Actually, we are at the moment installing RFID tags on the line and RFID readers on the tram to be able to precisely locate all the trams in real time. This is a technical challenge because GPS is not accurate enough in the central area because of the reverberation of the signal on the skyscrapers. So we cannot use a GPS in the trams, it's not precise enough. And we are installing this RFID system. So at the moment we have more than 110 trams equipped out of 165 trams. And we expect to complete this project by the end of the year. And when we have all the trams equipped, we will restart Hong Kong Tramways app, and we will be able, by the end of the year or early next year, more probably early next year, to communicate to the passengers the information about the next tram, destination of the next tram, and the estimated time of arrival of the next tram to improve the passenger information, because we also identify that it was an area of improvement in terms of passenger service. Mm.
Okay. 下位是杨学明，是吧？眼灯在你那里。
是，多谢主席。我有一个建议，因为我见越来越多一些内地的旅行的人士、旅游人士呢，就会坐电车作为一个体验的，特别有一些小学生、中学生，我经常见到他即是一班有可能有些老师或者是有些导游带住，那就一个体验啦，喺坚尼地城特别多嘅见到，咁啊暑假就嚟到啦，我相信咧就如果有呢啲咁嘅可能佢哋当系游学团体验嘅一个即系香港生活嘅一种方式，都希望即系暑假期间电车公司去留意一下呢个情况，如果真系我试过喺坚尼地城上车咧，系上唔到嘅，因为两架电车都坐爆咗嘅，咁就可能真系要响屈地街调啲车过去，即系加强嗰个服务啦。如果唔系咧，第一个站都上唔到嘅话，后面站嗰啲乘客更加冇可能上到嘅。咁啊，中环嗰个位排队排到出去嗰、那个十字路口，因为嗰度真系几危险嘅，啲车响八大街嗰度行落去，咁佢如果系排队排咗出去嗰度，其实即系 block 咗一条那个十字路口 block 咗嘅，咁其实系真系要即时。即是司機在車上見到這樣的情況，可能要即時 call 回去總部，看看叫警察去維持秩序，還是你們電車公司增加服務去疏散那些人群。這個這樣的情況就其實是很不理想的，個危險性都挺大的。那麼兩個意見而已，多謝主席。
今天請出席的代表看看有沒有回覆先，然後到下一個。
So first of all, I can only agree that having more tourists and welcoming the tourists, and especially the tourists from the mainland China, is very important for us. Actually, we are working very actively on this to attract more tourists in Hong Kong and in Hong Kong tramways. Our team has been part of a delegation of the Hong Kong Tourism Board to attend the tourism fair in Beijing last month to promote the tram and the spots on the tram line and promote the tramways as an iconic destination for the tourists. I hear what you say about the Kennedy Town. We try to monitor in real time the attendance in the tram. We have inspectors, we have 7 inspectors all along the line, and we also communicate in real time with the tram drivers to monitor the crowd in the tram. As I mentioned, it's always it's always a balance, because the more trams we have in Kennedy Town, the less trams we have in other areas. But we will work on this and pay a special attention to this in the coming weeks, and especially as we also noticed that Kennedy Town is a very very attractive spot for tourists. And regarding the police, we our operating center is in close communication with the police, and every time same our teams on the field reports some issues and some traffic related issues, we try to communicate as soon as possible with the police. We have an excellent relationship with the Hong Kong police force to try to be as reactive as possible and cater all the situations.
楊開榮議員，
都係主席。其實我想補充一點，就係講翻我哋堅尼地城雲都嗰個總站啊。當然喺之前嗰啲島仔空間唔夠啦，但係嗰個總站咧，因為嗰個位置咧正正係而家好多遊客喺度前邊就係過少少海皮就打卡，因為打完卡就順便去電車打卡。咁嗰度好多遊客咧就好埋喺個總站裏面，咁但係你知道電車一嚟呢佢冇一個固定嘅點上落客㗎嘛，佢一唔知喺邊個位㗎嘛，咁只能夠佢唔能夠提早排人隊㗎嘛，佢只能夠一窩人就喺度攞咗喺度，咁一車個車門一嚟呢就喺度開就喺度去，咁攞埋一齊咁冇咗個秩序。咁好多居民都投訴啊，嗰時比較少少混亂啦，咁特別喺大節日嗰時，特別喺內地嘅一啲黃金週嘅時間呢，特別多遊客嘅情況呢就會有啲出現呢個情況。咁所以喺呢啲總站，我覺得即係佢唔似巴士就可以有啲地下滑線，但呢度就冇地下滑線，咁所以呢啲有足夠位置嘅話，可以有啲秩序可以位置下究竟喺邊個排隊，即係上車喺邊個排隊好啲呢，因為佢始終冇個站冇個上落客嘅位置嘛，係咪？咁如果呢啲位置嘅秩序，我希望能夠做好啲，唔該曬。
請委員請代表再回覆翻頭先議員嘅接唔接受嘅意見，或者係俾機會你發言。
Thank you for this suggestion. Actually, I agree with you that the more space we have to channel the passengers and to have some waiting space, waiting area, the better it is to offer a proper service. Actually, we are not responsible for the public space along the tram line, so I cannot commit to anything. But we can work and study with all the relevant parties and stakeholders the way to improve these waiting areas or this drop-on, drop-off zones. But this is not the pure responsibility of the Hong Kong Tramways Company.
如果在座委員沒再發言，就我自己本人都有少少意見的。電車是香港一個非常之獨特的交通工具，或者是旅遊的一個經歷體驗啦。咁而家香港開曬關口，好明顯睇到頭先幅相，其實大部分都係遊客打卡嘅。咁所以我都希望就係貴公司就諗啲方法，令到第一本地嘅用電車嘅人士，透過資訊啊、App 啊或者啲新科技咧，令到佢哋有多啲預計，例如下一班去邊度嘅幾點嚟。因為有時例如我係想其實去唔係咁遠嘅地方嘅，但係見到有一個去到柴灣嘅，唔理啦上啦，雖然好多人，因為好多人越遠就越多人會上㗎嘛，咁但係其實我跑馬地或者銅鑼灣嘅啫，但係我唔知道下一班幾時到，咁我咪上咗先啦。反而我知道後面其實轉個彎或者三分鐘後就有一班去淨去銅鑼灣嘅，或者係好近嘅跑馬地，咁我知道嗰班應該好少人嘅，咁我就會等下班先上，從而自我分流咗，咁令到真係要去柴灣嗰啲可以唔使逼住上先，或者係唔使逼住囉。咁呢個我想第一科技，你睇到巴士啊 van 仔，甚至乎雖然唔係咁準確，係令到好多乘客呢可以唔使預先企喺個站嗰度，我仲有四分鐘先到，我買個外賣先，咁然後再嚟等囉，唔使過定馬囉，因為佢電車站等位係有限嘅，咁希望可以減低頭先幅相見到嗰啲危急危險嘅情況。咁但係我覺得長遠嚟講，大陸而家又開我哋開咗八個城市啊，只係韓國呢， 加埋呢啲網上嗰啲小紅書嗰啲，真係打卡好係好嘅，有香港有翻個吸引性啊嘛。但係就電車叮叮係一定係其中一個點，有冇得製造特登製造咗幾個係冇咁危險嘅地方俾啲旅客去打卡，帶到佢哋嗰度，再帶興埋香港整體一啲暫時少啲人去嘅一啲旅遊景點。幾年前都有個好德高望重嘅推動香港旅遊經濟嘅一個資深人士講過，香港唔夠散啊啲旅遊景點，令到好多旅客聚集咗喺某幾度。其實應該好多地方可以再發展。咁我覺得電車沿經成個港島北沿岸條線係一個好好嘅一個催化劑。咁希望你哋諗多啲橋。咁而家區議會我覺得好多人都會支持同意振興經濟，帶到啲旅客去唔同嘅景點去買多杯咖啡啊，去帶佢哋去上環嗰、那個報而家上環西港城嗰度唔夠人，帶多啲去啊！即係呢個我希望喺甚至乎電車做多啲 promotion。咁呢個第二就係叮叮頭先你講啊 ，smart 叮叮啊嘛。我而家又想個提議就係、是，而家越嚟越多叮叮聲，即係變咗好大聲嘅電子嘅響鈴啊！我知道叮叮唔夠聲，尤其是前面可能有啲車啊，有啲人聽住耳機啊，真係聽唔到，發生問題就大家都唔想。但可能你哋都檢討一下，究竟有幾多次真係撞到人，甚至乎撞到車，係因為佢聽唔到呢？因為我自己就係申報領先咧，我至想叮叮得，首先喺後面踩一下先，特登踩嘅，嗰、那個唯一我真係聽到聲嘅。咁同埋你，即係呢個一定要保留，因為冇咗叮叮，你做叫叮叮咧就名存實亡啦，假噶啦。咁呢個係我覺得要考慮去保留，或者令到佢繼續係一個功能化嘅一個設施咯，就唔係剩翻遺留一嚿唔知點咁，唔小心踩咗棘親。第三就是你可以參考可能三藩市咧，佢哋都係有個好出名嘅電車啦。咁好似佢哋上開車落車之前，佢會自己真係叮叮聲嘅，即係叮應用嗰下係拉拉條線就話落車上車咁。咁我唔係話要咁做，因為站站都停㗎啦，只不過可能要作為一個人哋上嚟打卡，唔單止打卡，仲係想真係聽到嘛。咁令到佢會覺得啊，香港科技咁發達，但同一時間仲有啲遺留一啲覺得大家都美好回憶，或者係勾起佢哋好獨特嘅回憶。咁我想帶出呢兩點啫，希望聽到我哋意見，多謝。咁如果你未必一定回答，我希望你聽到我哋嘅意見啫。咁如果有冇補充？如果冇補充，我就宣布呢、這個討論完結噶啦。
Okay. Thank you very much for your comment. They are well noted, and we will work on this. Something maybe I would like to share is that the behavior of the tourists and visitor also change, and you mentioned the selfies, and this is something we have to take into account too, because they don't just want to take the tram, they want to take photos, they want to take selfies. So something that we got some reports from drivers that sometimes the tourists also don't want to get in the tram, even if there are still available seats in the tram, they want to sit on the front row. So sometimes when they see the front row is already occupied, they don't sit on the front row. So the behaviors are different, and we have to adapt to this. And this is part of the difficulty, that actually we have one tram, but we have locals, we have tourists, we have many different types of passengers, and with different goals and objectives. But overall, I would be optimistic, because our ridership, I mean, this is not a good news, but our ridership is still quite low these days. We have between 140 and 150,000 passengers per day, which is still much way below 2019 and even lower than 2018 in terms of ridership. And before COVID, I mean, the traffic was okay in the tram and we didn't have many problems. So we still have some buffer. I think we still have some buffer to catch up with the pre-COVID ridership and without generating too many problems. But we will work on this. And mentioning the ding ding sound and the collisions, actually we also have a horn, a very loud horn, to try to prevent as much as possible the collisions from occurring, and to ensure the safety of our passengers. But will not see your ideas and we'll try to make our best to take them into account.
多謝。我頭先唔記得補充一樣嘢，就係而家有好多唔同嘅付款嘅方式嘅。而家個 payment 而家幾種啊嘛。新嗰幾隻比較慢，而你係逐個逐個乘客要單一俾錢，反而以前用硬幣咧，你可以一張10蚊紙都有五個全部落車，係快啲嘅。而家逐個逐個嘟個手機，又等慢少少，真係慢咗噶。所以可能要檢討一下有冇辦法可以將個效率付款嘅效率提升，係咪？唔需要回應嘅啫，你聽到得，多謝。如果委員冇第啲發言，我就宣布呢個議程結束。多謝出席嘅代表。